personally have been with the Sheriff's Department in a role years ago. You know, when you're at, it depends on what kind of information you're wanting. You know, talking about the past, what she, I mean, an accident report's an accident report, and I'm just using that as an example. There's things that you got to follow through. Now, everybody does things differently. You and I, if we filled out the same accident report, our narrative would probably not be exactly the same, and you might forget something that might be a little pertinent to one of the victims, as well as me doing the same thing. So I think the transparency for the police department is there. It's just a matter of getting you can't program people to do everything the exact same way. It's just it's sad that had to happen. It cost city the city money. And I don't think people realize that, you know, how much money it gets into for being able to do that. And it's just, like I said, I think my understanding, the police department has changed their protocol. And it was nothing major, and now they do have a new protocol. They're working hard to be transparent. They're just, you know, the new HIPAA laws, everything goes in effect in that. And when you're sitting there and you're doing your accident report, you're looking at, you know, okay, I've got the, you know, you usually use driver one and driver two. You don't use names, and I think that was, and I don't know the particulars on that case, but I don't think that was anything ever done deliberately to protect somebody. That just doesn't happen. You know, I think we've got a first class police department, and they're going to do the best job they can.